Masechet Kelim Perek Hafdalid Mishnah Tet Zayin. Mishnah says, Shelosha Sebachot Hen. There are three types of hair nets worn by women over their hair. They're made of mesh. They wear them on their heads either for warmth, modesty, or to hold the hair in the spot, like we'll discuss. Shel Yelda Teme'ah Tumat Midras. The hair net of a young woman could become Tameh with Tumat Midras because it's used to sit on when not being worn. It was soft and cushiony, and if it wasn't being worn on the head, it would be used to sit down on. The hair net of an old woman could become tameh with corpse tuma because it's like a garment. It's not subject to tumat midras because they wouldn't sit on it. The hair net that we're talking about over here, it was stiff, and therefore a person wouldn't sit on it. A hair net worn by a woman going out of her house, which is a small one, that she would put on top of her regular hairnet to protect from the rain, we say, is tehorah mikelum, is tehorah from all types of tum'ah. The hairnet is worn to protect from the rain. It's not a keli and cannot become tameh, similar to the gloves in the last Mishnah. It's worn to protect you, protect the woman's hair from getting dirty. So therefore, it's like the glove over there, where they cannot become tameh.